We're back, and this is one of our best segments, Jed. This is where we introduce our activists of the week, that one person out there that's doing something, busting pencils, as you will say. And this week, we are lucky to have Mom Michelle, activist of the week. You're out there doing something pretty spectacular. Your kids do something that a lot of kids don't do. Your kids do not take standardized tests in schools. They opt out. They refuse. They don't do it. That obviously had to come from Mom. Why?
Because we need to support the public school teachers.
What makes you say, my son is not taking a test?
The pain I see in the schools.
Why does this make you so upset?
Because these tests are meaningless to the kids. It doesn't affect their grade. It doesn't affect their school. They lose money on the tests, millions of dollars, and it hurts their teacher. People are being fired over a test that doesn't matter.
Educationally doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right? It's a shame these kids are being used. My kid is not a test score, and they can't be used for profit. And these tests make a profit. It's not for the kid. It's not to help a teacher teach in the classroom. It's to help shut down the schools so they could bring in the charter schools and make money. It's a shame.
Michelle, how long have you been opting out your child from... or your children from
this will be the fifth year. And luckily, it's gotten easier. But first year was tricky.
Yeah, so the first year you do it, I mean, what happened?
We were the only ones to opt out, and there was another child that at the last minute decided to opt out with us. But
what do you do? I mean, how do you make a decision? Obviously,
you know what I did? I made sure that I had the school system behind me, right, at least within the school, the teachers and the principal, and to know that my kid wasn't going to be a pawn in the process, because that wasn't the goal. Somebody had to stand up and say something for these teachers.
So clearly, you have very, I'm going to say, honorable reasons for doing this.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, that's just clear to me, you know, and I'm sure it's going to be clear to a lot of people. But what's it like? Has it been very burdensome on you and
No,
your
it's been rewarding and extremely easy. And the teachers light up. Their hands are tied, and they will lose their jobs. Mm. They will. And so they can't talk. They can't say anything about it. They just know that it's wrong within the schools. The schools are really sad when test time comes around. And it's not the interactive environment that it's supposed to be. Mm. And it's because of the standardized test, solely. Mm. No other reason. It's not because teachers are bad. It's not because they don't know what they're doing. They're not allowed to teach in the classrooms. And on top of it, they're being forced to do these tests that take away their job.
What happens to your kid during opt-out?
My kid gets patted on the back. He gets lifted up by his peers.
Because a parent right now out there is saying, okay, what will my kid go through if
they
opt out?
Your child will probably be put in the library and get to pick out books that they want to read or finish a project that they want to finish or get an additional project that's something of interest to them.
So over the 4 years that you've been opting your children out, there has not been harassment, ill will, do you think?
My children have never been negatively affected. If nothing else, they've been lifted up, you know, kind of celebrated, because they're not having to sit there and be a drone to a test that they find out doesn't affect their grade whatsoever. It's not teaching them anything except how to hit a button on the computer. Now I guess it's the computer screens. Before that was filling in the bubble sheets.
Do you play?
And I've seen this directly within the school because I worked in the school as a paraprofessional.
Do you plan on doing this again?
Yeah, absolutely, until they graduate out of school, because...
You know, Michelle, I always end this segment with this, but I always mean it, but I'm meaning it again. You are busting pencils.
Right, thank you.
Nominate your choice for Education Activist of the Week now at BustedPencils.com.